March. Monday. Mom's always saying that friends will come and go, but family is forever. Well, if that's true, I could be in for a rough ride. You know my family. I mean, I love them and all, but I'm just not sure we were meant to live together. Maybe it'll be better later on when we're all in different houses and only see each other on holidays, but right now, things are just a little dicey. I'm surprised Mom's always pushing the family message, since she and her sisters don't really get along. Maybe she thinks if she keeps repeating it to me and my brothers, then we'll come out different. But if I was her, I wouldn't hold my breath. I think Mom is just trying to make me feel better about my situation with Rowley anyway. Rowley's been my best friend ever since he moved into my neighborhood, but things have really changed between us recently. And it's all because of a girl. Believe me, the last person in the world I ever thought would get a girlfriend was Rowley. I always thought I'd be the one in a relationship, and Rowley would be the guy everyone kind of felt sorry for. I guess I've got to give Rowley some credit for actually finding a girl who likes him, but I don't have to be happy about it. Back in the good old days, it was just me and Rowley, and we hung out and did whatever we wanted. If we felt like blowing bubbles in our chocolate milk at lunch, then that's exactly what we did. But now that there's a girl in the picture, things are totally different. She says blowing bubbles in your chocolate milk is immature. Wherever Rowley is, his girlfriend Abigail is too. And even if she isn't there, it seems like she is. I invited Rowley to my house for a sleepover last weekend so the two of us could spend some time together. But after about 2 hours listening to him talk on his phone with her,
no, you're cuter.
I gave up trying to have any fun. And when the two of them are in the same place, it's even worse. Ever since Rowley and Abigail got together, it's like Rowley doesn't even have his own opinions anymore. I'll say, "So, what did you think of that new movie?" And he'll say,
"Oh, we didn't care for that one."
I was hoping this would have all blown over by now and things would be back to normal, but there's no sign of this ending anytime soon. Yesterday, they celebrated their 9.5-day anniversary. If you ask me, it's already gone too far. I've started noticing little changes in Rowley, like the way he combs his hair and the clothes he wears, and I guarantee you, Abigail is behind all of it. But I'm the one who's been best friends with Rowley all these years, so if anyone has the right to change him, it's me. I just don't get how you can go from being someone's best friend to getting kicked to the curb. But that's exactly what happened. During the winter, me and Rowley stored up some snowballs in my freezer so we could have a snowball fight when the weather got warm. Well, yesterday was the first nice day we've had in forever. But when I went over to Rowley's house, he acted like he was too good for me, since Abigail was there. The thing is, I can honestly say I've been nice to Abigail, but she doesn't like me. She's been trying to drive a wedge between me and Rowley ever since the two of them became a couple. But whenever I try to bring the topic up to Rowley, I get the same thing every time.
You're just jealous. You're just jealous.
I wish I could give Rowley a piece of my mind, but I can't, because I'm depending on him to get me through the school year. I have Mr. Blakely for English, and he makes us turn in all our assignments in cursive. But it really hurts my hand when I write in cursive for too long, so I've been paying Rowley one peanut butter cracker for every page that he transcribes for me. But if I have to start writing my own assignments, the handwriting on my homework won't be the same as before, and Mr. Blakely will know. So I'm stuck with Rowley, at least until I can find someone else.